You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to another episode of NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Rishi K and I'm your host on this podcast. It's all about getting your money to make better investments for you in the new financial year. Now, as the current financial year draws to a close, analysts and experts will start looking and dissecting financial statements of different companies. They will talk about balance sheets, income statements and cash flow statements. They will discuss assets and liabilities and financial ratios. And how much should the company get from its clients? How much it owes its creditors? This got me thinking. When these experts discuss all these statements, it's important for us to understand what they're talking about. One of the most important statements is a balance sheet. A balance sheet tells you how effectively a company can deploy its resources and how effectively it can manage its resources. It offers a quick snapshot of the financial health of a company. This statement helps potential investors decide whether this is a company worth investing into. I realized that I needed a lot more info on balance sheets. And all of you know what I do when I have to increase my knowledge in finance. That's right. I call up my producers in Money Control and ask them to set me up with a guest who can bridge the financial lacunae. And that's why today's podcast is all about helping investors understand the balance sheet. National Stock Exchange, NSE, with the help of InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control, is committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. Today's podcast is all about helping investors understand the role that a balance sheet plays in making decisions on investing in a company. Our guest for today is going to tell us what to look out for in one and how balance sheets can help us understand a lot about the company. Let's say hello to our guest for today, Anil Lamba, a practicing chartered accountant. Anil is a best-selling author, financial literacy activist, and an international corporate trainer. He also holds degrees, believe it or not, in commerce, law, and a doctorate in taxation. Anil's financial training programs are held internationally, with a client list exceeding 1,000 large and medium-sized corporations spread across several countries, including India, the USA, Europe, Russia, Africa, the Middle East, and the Far East. Welcome to the show, Anil. We're so glad that you could fit us into your busy schedule.
Thank you, Rishi. Pleasure to be here with you.
So what's the big deal about this balance sheet? Can you explain it in a nutshell? Why is it so important that investors should know about balance sheets?
I think a balance sheet is a very neglected statement. Most people understand, they look at the profit loss account. I think too much emphasis is placed on the profit and loss account, whereas the critical statement is a balance sheet. Why should one look at a balance sheet? Same question. Why should a doctor look at a blood test report? Why should a cardiologist look at an ECG? Same reason, if you want to know the health of an organization, you've got to look at the balance sheet. So balance sheet, very, very important.
Now let's break it down. What are the important factors or components that one should search for in a balance sheet?
Well, first, one should then be clear what a balance sheet is. I think everyone knows one side of a balance sheet lists out liability, the other side lists out assets. But what do these indicate? Liabilities actually indicate where the money has come from. And the assets tell you what you did with the money. So typically, a balance sheet, each side may have numerous numbers, but typically money comes from two sources. Owners contribute and outsiders contribute. What owners contribute is called capital. What outsiders contribute is called loan. Actually, both are loans. One is a loan from the owner. The other is a loan from an outsider. And because both are actually loans, both are classified as liabilities. And both give you in two ways. Outsiders give you loans in cash. Outsiders give you loans in kind. So even creditors appear on the liability side. Owners contribute in two ways. They contribute money, which is called capital. And the reward for that is whatever profit the business earns belongs to the owners. But rarely do the owners take all the money home. A portion of the money is paid to the owners as dividend. The profit that they leave behind is an additional contribution of the owners. So sources come from two ways, owners and outsiders, both give you direct and indirect. It goes into two avenues. A business needs money for the creation of infrastructure. That appears on the asset side under a heading called fixed assets. And one should make sure you don't exhaust all the money while creating infrastructure, because you need a continuous supply of something known as working capital. So working capital in a balance sheet on the asset side is represented by something known as current assets. After buying land, building, plant, machinery, you need money to buy and maintain inventories of raw materials. Since money doesn't come in every day, but expenses happen every day, a business has to hold on to a certain amount of cash. And business also demands that you keep spending, keep buying material, keep hiring people, keep making a product at a cost to yourself. And some brilliant customer comes and says, I'm buying it from you, but you know, I'm going to pay you 1 month, 2 months, 3 months later. You got to fund your customers also. So money goes into two areas, goes towards creation of infrastructure, goes towards supply of working capital. And working capital has three components, inventory, cash, and debtors. This in a nutshell, a 101 on what a balance sheet is.
Fair enough. What we should search for in a balance sheet?
Now, if one wants to understand the health of a business, two things are critical. A business will survive if these two things happen. A business will fail if any of these two things get violated. I have these two golden rules of good finance management. These are not standard rules, these are mine, but you bring me any sick company's balance sheet and I'll tell you which of the two rules was violated. The first rule says, as I just now told you, liabilities are sources and assets are uses. First rule says you must understand none of the sources are free. Now, everyone understands loans come at a cost. Unfortunately, very often people think that owner's money is free. And usually who thinks like this? Very often the owner themselves. Whereas the truth is, no money is free, and the owner's money is the most expensive source of money. The most expensive source of money is the owner's money. So debt-free companies, which proudly go around strutting, we are debt-free, are the ones using the most expensive money. Now, your business can only be justified, business can only survive, because the sources on the liability side get deployed to create assets on the asset side. And the assets hopefully possess an ability to earn. So number one, every business person, every investor should know what money costs a company. And then you got to make sure where you deploy can earn for you at least equal to the cost of capital. Now everyone understands my earnings should exceed the cost of production, the cost of people, the cost of selling, the cost of admin. What many people don't understand, the profit left behind should be equal to or greater than the cost of capital. So the first thing to look at in a balance sheet is this. Second thing is, the most critical thing, that your sources again can be reclassified as, initially I told you classify them as owners and outsiders. Now you can reclassify these sources as long-term sources and short-term sources. Owner's money is a long-term source, both ways. An outside long-term loan is a long-term source, but the creditors and those liabilities which will mature within a year are short-term sources. Similarly, assets can be divided into long-term assets and short-term assets. What does long-term asset mean? Those assets don't bring the money back. Why don't they bring it back? Because you didn't buy those assets for trading purposes. For a manufacturing company, a land, a building, and machine is bought for use for years together. However, working capital is a short-term use. It's a cycle. Money invested in working capital goes through a cycle and comes back every few months. So now you classified your sources as long-term sources and short-term sources. You classified your users as long-term users and short-term users. Now the rule for a healthy company is a healthy organization should use the long-term funds for acquiring long-term assets. They should use short-term money to buy short-term assets. There is no harm if you use long-term funds and buy short-term assets. But don't ever use short-term sources to acquire long-term assets. And it is not funny how many companies are doing that. And therefore, most business failures in the world is undisputed fact. 90 to 95% businesses that fail in the world failed due to bad finance management. And out of that 90 to 95%, I think a 90% of that fail because they have used short-term money for long-term purposes. So this is critical. I wrote a LinkedIn post sometime back that if there was a graveyard of failed companies, you know, the tombstone in front of many would have read, here lies a company that used short-term money for long-term purposes.
Very graphically put. Now, a lot of us don't come from financial backgrounds, and we take it that people listening to this podcast on moneycontrol.com, you don't necessarily come from that kind of a background. Is there a dummy's guide to read a balance sheet, an easy way to read a balance sheet?
I think what I just now gave you was that. Two things you look at it, see what the business is earning, see what the money is costing them. The earnings have to exceed the cost. And if it doesn't exceed the cost, what does it mean? It means somebody is not getting paid. And who's that somebody? That somebody is the owner. And why is he not getting paid? Either they think it is free, and therefore they deploy it into areas where they should not have deployed it. But folks, the paradox is the business is run with only one objective. Never to forget that. And that is to make profit. And profit for whom? For the owner. So when the owner doesn't make money, it's a matter of time before owner will decide, let's shut down this business.
You're listening to National Stock Exchange, NSE presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. We're committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. Anil Lamba is with us on the show today telling us why it's important for investors to understand balance sheets and interpret them. A lot of us find it easier to look at a profit and loss statement because if we look at the last line, we know if the company made money or didn't. What does a balance sheet tell us in terms of the financial condition of the company? Does it actually tell us if the company is in a healthy financial condition? Just to expand on that a little bit.
Yeah. So a balance sheet can absolutely indicate whether a company is healthy or not. When I said a little while back, you must classify sources into long-term and short-term. Now the people who are going to be standing at your doorstep asking for their money to be paid are the short-term lenders. Similarly, assets are long-term and short-term. Short-term assets will bring the money back in the short-term period. Long-term assets can't because you didn't buy them for sale. You bought them for use. So the short-term liabilities are the ones which have to be paid back in the short period. The short-term assets are the ones where the money will come back in the short period. So when people come knocking on your doors, can I have my money back? At that time, you've got to make sure there are doors available to you on the asset side where you can go knocking. Can I have my money back so I can pay my short-term liabilities? And this will not happen if the short-term assets are less than short-term liabilities. And when the short-term assets are not enough to meet short-term liabilities, then organizations are forced to sell the long-term assets to pay short-term liabilities. Now, that can only happen when you're ready to shut down. You can't sell your building, you can't sell your machinery in order to pay a current liability or a creditor for materials. But companies are forced to do that at times. And one single ratio can make sure this will not happen. So that is a ratio called current ratio. The short-term assets on the asset side are called current assets. The short-term liabilities are called current liabilities. And the ratio between the two is called current ratio. And the norm is healthy organizations must maintain a current ratio of 2:1. If an organization can make sure the current ratio is 2:1, everything else falls into place. So ultimately, the balance sheet has to balance. Now, this logic is also, if liabilities have to be paid, these short-term assets can be used. But all short-term assets can't be used. Why? Because inventory is also part of short-term assets, and inventory can't be liquidated at will. So if you exclude the inventory from the short-term assets, what is left are called liquid assets. And the ratio between liquid assets and current liabilities should be minimum 1:1. If one understands these two ratios, current ratio, 2:1. Liquid ratio, 1:1. If these two are maintained, I think most other things will automatically fall into place.
What are the red flags we look out for in a balance sheet, Anil? You've not told us how to find out if a company is healthy or not through a balance sheet, but there've got to be those red flags which will tell us that there's something wrong with the company.
Exactly. Number one, if you find that short-term sources are more than short-term uses, then they won't be able to pay off. Second ratio is the red flag is if the current ratio is below 2:1. Third red flag is if the liquid ratio is below 1:1. And then there are more, because if you have more of less of debt and more of equity, that makes you very, very safe. But that means you've taken a large amount of expensive money. That means you have to earn, the threshold level of earning has to be much, much, much higher. But on the flip side, if you have too much debt, that can also make you risky. So there's a trade-off between debt and equity. So another one is a debt-equity ratio, which can get a little technical. But you said for dummies, so these are the three things.
Okay, here's my last question for you. You've told us so much about balance sheets. How often should an investor look at a balance sheet?
I don't think the investor needs to look at it very often. Investor definitely should look at a balance sheet while taking the buying decision. Having purchased, and neither does the investor have access to a balance sheet very often. Even if he wants to look at it every second day, how can he? Because he won't be able to. But the managements must look at balance sheets maybe at least once a month. Investor annually or quarterly balance sheet, if you glance at them, that's good enough. That is to decide, do you want to stay invested or should you be getting out? So that's what investor can't do much more, because they don't have access to internal accounts of the organization to look at it more frequently than that.
Well, this has been a very powerful podcast when it comes to taking the plunge into hardcore financial analysis. It's been really interesting, and I feel a lot smarter after talking to Anil Lamba. We've all learned so much about this financial statement called a balance sheet and all the information it gives us. It's now time for our Wisdom in the Bank segment, the segment of the show that does a quick recap of all the points that our guest has spoken about. Factors you should search for in a balance sheet: sources of money, cost of capital, working capital, current ratio, liquid or quick ratio. In a dummy's guide to a balance sheet, reduce it to two numbers on each side. Long-term sources and short-term sources. Long-term uses and short-term uses. Just like a blood report tells us about the medical condition of a person, the balance sheet tells us about the financial condition of a company. Investors should take a look at a balance sheet before investing. Management needs to look into a balance sheet very, very often and frequently. Anil, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thanks really once again for coming on and elaborating on a topic that we've heard a lot of people speak about but never really understand. You've made these concepts really simple to understand, and that's amazing. It's not a skill a lot of finance guys have, and I want to compliment you.
Thank you, Rishi. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Cheers. And that's a wrap on our show, NSE Presents InvestoCast. I'm your host, Rishi K. for NSE Presents InvestoCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. To know more about our podcast, log on to moneycontrol.com and visit the podcast section. In case you'd like to address any of your investment queries on our show, do write into us at nseinvestocast@nw18.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at moneycontrol.com or Facebook at moneycontrol.com. Do remember to use the hashtag NSCInvestorCast. Thank you for listening. Disclaimer: the material on this show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any financial decision.